morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. We're still going through a series on questions a pastor is asked. And I get asked a lot of questions as a pastor. And one of the questions, particularly from people outside of the Presbyterian tradition, they ask, what is with all this love talk? And I think that comes from a place where people really want a God who is very firm and a God who will smite their enemies, a God that they can get behind as kind of this idea of a general God, a God that is this general in a war and that God has it all under control. And love often feels kind of more mushy and not as firm. Love complicates things. And so talking about a lot of love feels like the boundaries and guidelines start to fall apart. And I think that's also the point of Jesus. And I think in order to talk about this, in order to talk about what's with the love talk, we need to talk about sin first. And sin, the word used for sin in the Hebrew, is kata, and then in Greek, it's harmatia. And these both mean to miss the mark. And what does it mean to miss the mark? And if sin is missing the mark, what is the mark? I think if we go to Mark 12, 30 through 31, this is when a lawyer comes and tests Jesus on the law and says, what is the greatest commandment? And Jesus says, the greatest commandment can be summed up as this, to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And then at the end of it, he says, there is no greater commandment than this. And so I think that's the mark. I think that's the mark that we are trying to hit, to love God and to love our neighbor. And so many people then ask the question of, well, what does it mean to love God? How do we love God? And how do we love neighbor? We all have different ideas what it means to love. But we're always looking for the lowest common denominator, the lowest amount of work we have to put into things. That's why we ask those questions. Well, what does it mean? If we ask that, then we can convince ourselves that it's just too based on person and their views and their convictions. So then we try to convince ourselves that the way we think to love people is the right way. But I think this is what's so brilliant within this commandment that Jesus gives. It's right there in it. If we are to love our neighbor, then we are loving God. When we love our neighbor, we love God. And so I think ultimately that mark is that's sin. When we sin, we're missing the mark of love. And this can be structural and individual. We often think of sin in terms of individual as something somebody does to somebody else, but structural is also a way that sin manifests in the world. The ways in which our structures keep us from missing the mark of loving others, to love our neighbors, to take care of our neighbors. And so it's not just individual and what we do, but it's what are the systems we have in place that keep us from loving our neighbors well or taking care of our neighbors well? And I think straying away from love is also what keeps you from straying from love. What's the sin that keeps you from missing the mark? And I think sometimes that changes with different people that on their convictions. What causes you to stray from love may not be what causes me to stray from love. And so this week, I want you to think about what causes you to stray from love. Because love is the mark. And that's why we talk about it a lot at church. That's why we keep in front of us that to love God and to love our neighbor as ourselves, because that is the greatest commandment, and that's what the kingdom of God is calling us to do. Have a great week.